Welcome to Israel 18 News. At 3 a.m., here's your hourly briefing. It's a warm night across Israel, with clear skies in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, perfect for a late stroll or simply enjoying the mild temperatures from your balcony. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports that Trump says the U.S. may soon strike Pickax Mountain, Iran's secret site near Natanz. This was reported 3 hours ago. Also, in a major escalation, Yemen's Houthis targeted Saudi Arabia's Abha airport earlier today. According to the Times of Israel, they warned airlines against using Saudi airspace. Also this hour, JNS reports that President Trump ordered a third consecutive night of strikes on Iran, stating, "We're going to take out Pickax Mountain." This development comes in the last 23 minutes. Separately, the president of PEN America resigned over a report warning of threats to Jewish authors. This news comes from Forward, reported 2 hours ago. And finally, I-24 News reports that the IDF chief warns a draft exemption bill will shatter trust among Israeli soldiers. This was reported 10 hours ago. Time is used from 11 MS. From social media, here's what people are saying online. Amichai Stein, a journalist, noted just minutes ago about the ongoing U.S. strikes on Iran tonight. Eisenberg, a commentator, challenged Ro Khanna and another individual to provide evidence of violence against them, posting just minutes ago. Amidar, a social activist, expressed disbelief just 11 minutes ago, saying the U.S. and Iran are at war again, likening it to watching a surreal and insane movie. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the U.S.-Iran tensions, Ynet reports that Trump hinted at military action against Iran's Pickax Mountain, a site near Natanz. He claimed the deal was nearly complete before Iran walked away. This signals a potential escalation in U.S.-Iran relations, raising concerns about regional stability. Turning to Yemen, the Times of Israel notes that Houthi rebels targeted Saudi Arabia's Abha airport earlier today. This followed a response to an attack on Sana'a International Airport. The conflict's escalation poses risks to air travel in the region. Meanwhile, according to JNS, President Trump has ordered continued military action against Iran, focusing on Pickax Mountain. These strikes come as tensions remain high following previous nights of conflict. The international community watches closely as the situation unfolds. In a related development, Forward reports that the president of PEN America resigned to protest a report on boycotts targeting Jewish and Israeli authors. This resignation highlights the ongoing debate over free speech and cultural boycotts in literary circles. And finally, I-24 News warns that the IDF chief is concerned about a draft exemption bill affecting Israeli soldiers. He urged government leaders to reconsider, fearing it could deepen inequality and worsen the military's manpower crisis. This issue could impact military morale and effectiveness. Turning to business and markets. First, CTech reports that the human interview may soon be replaced by AI, which could streamline hiring processes. However, critics caution that this technology might introduce new challenges. Separately, Ynet Business mentions that Scapion, an Israeli defense tech startup, raised $36 million. The funds will aid in developing a mobile system to counter drone swarm attacks. And finally, Walla Business reveals tension between the disabled IDF veterans organization and the Ministry of Finance. There's a call for the ministry to uphold its budgetary commitments to veterans' rehabilitation. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 4 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.